How to Pray Like a Champion, a compilation. The Model Prayer. Jesus gave us a model prayer in Matthew 6:10-13. We can design our own prayers around this model prayer. It is a template over which we can lay our own requests. So let's look at each section of Jesus' model and see how we can apply it to our own prayer lives. 1. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It is to God alone we pray, and a primary thing we pray for is that we would hallow God's name. God is holy and worthy of all honor, and our first priority is to pray that the world would see how holy and glorious He is. 2. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Before we start down our list of needs, we must remind ourselves that it is God's will we desire, not our own. The primary goal of prayer is to align our will with God's. 3. Give us this day our daily bread. We are invited to ask for what we need. One of the things we pray for is our daily necessities. We usually spend the most time on this part of prayer, because these concerns are what drive us to pray. Whatever is troubling our hearts, whatever fears, needs, or anxieties are plaguing us, we are told to cast them on the Lord. Job trouble, family squabbles, rebellious children, financial strain, or the search for meaning are all part of "Give us this day our daily bread." Whatever is pressing on our hearts can be laid at the feet of Jesus and left there. 4. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We are invited to confess our sins and expect a full pardon. But then, God requires us to pay it forward. As we ask forgiveness for our own transgressions, we must ready our hearts to forgive those who've hurt us. 5. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God does not lead people into temptation. See James 1:13-14. Rather, Jesus is teaching that we acknowledge the presence of an evil tempter and we ask God for protection from his devices. Admitting our tendency to fall into temptation, we call upon the Lord to protect us. 6. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Some translations bracket this last phrase as not original to the text, but it is still helpful in guiding our prayers. Worship is an important part of prayer. By concluding with a summation of all God is due, we are saying, Lord, you alone are worthy of all worship and praise. It is your will, not mine, that must prevail, and I will work in harmony with you. You alone deserve my adoration and my obedience, and I freely give it. GotQuestions.org He knows your needs. Adversity and discouragement seem to go hand in hand. Whether they come in the form of hard medical diagnosis, some sort of family crisis, financial troubles, addiction and dysfunctional behaviors, or a worldwide pandemic, tough times can zap our strength, courage, and resolve, and can leave us feeling exhausted and defeated. Thinking back on this past year, I've had to admit that I've been pushed and stretched in a lot of different ways that I didn't expect or want. And while I wouldn't have chosen it myself, I don't think any of us would have either. One undeniable fruit of this tough time has been that it's taught me again just how much God is aware of our situation, how He works in the midst of it all, and how He gives us what we need to grow more into the image of Jesus. I learned the Lord's Prayer as I grew up in the church and recited the prayer along with everybody else. For a long time, I didn't really understand what I was praying and got some of the words wrong. But as I've grown in my relationship with Jesus, that prayer has come to mean more and more to me. Your kingdom come, not mine. Your will be done, not mine. Help me forgive those I need to forgive. Lead me not into temptation. And my favorite part, give us today our daily bread. Or, in other words, Lord, sustain me today with what I need. This prayer has been a rock of His truth to lean on in these hard times. But one thing I never noticed before is one of the reasons Jesus encourages us to pray this prayer. In Matthew 6:8, Jesus tells us this before introducing the Lord's Prayer. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God knows what we need before we even ask Him. Do you feel the weight of that truth? God sees me. God sees you. He knows the burdens we carry and what we need to sustain us today. What a sweet promise, especially in the midst of our attempts to live as broken people in this broken, messed up world. Because God sees and knows us, we can pray, Your kingdom come, not mine. Your will be done, not mine. Help me forgive those I need to forgive. Lead me not into temptation. God, give me today what I need to sustain me as I follow You. Praying this way frees us from our need to control the outside situations we face and allows us to simply trust and follow our good Heavenly Father. By Andy Petrie. Your prayers, their words. We know who to turn to in trying times. God is a very present help in trouble. But often, we can't find words to express what we're going through or what we want Him to do about it. Some people are gifted at that. But those of us who aren't have another option. We can use a prayer from the Bible or other source. Jesus gave us an example in what probably has become the most famous prayer of all time, the Lord's Prayer. When His disciples asked Him to teach them to pray, He didn't give them theory, mechanics, or generalities. He gave them a prayer they could memorize and repeat. Below are two prayers for trying times. Jot a list of the difficult situations you encountered today or anticipate, and then turn them over to God using one of these prayers. The first is great for starting the day. The second for when the difficulties of the day have taken their toll. O Lord, grant me the blessing of greeting the coming day in peace. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me to treat all that comes to me throughout the day with peace of soul and with firm conviction that Thy will governs us all. In all my deeds and words, guide my thoughts and feelings. In unforeseen events, let me not forget that all are sent by Thee. Teach me to act firmly and wisely, without embittering and embarrassing others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue of this coming day, with all that it shall bring. Direct my will. Teach me to pray. Pray thou thyself in me. Filaret Drozdov, 1782-1867. God of our life, there are days when the burdens we carry chafe our shoulders and weigh us down, when the road seems dreary and endless, the skies gray and threatening, when our lives have no music in them, and our hearts are lonely, and our souls have lost their courage. Flood the path with light. Run our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music. Give us the sense of comradeship with heroes and saints of every age. And so, quicken our spirits, that we may be able to encourage the souls of all who journey with us on the road of life. To your honor and glory. Attributed to St. Augustine, 354-430. Marge Banks. Praying in partnership with the Holy Spirit. We all know prayer is a significant part of our faith journey. Yet one of the greatest hindrances to a healthy prayer life is the same one I face. I don't know the words to use, I often hear new and not so new believers say. We feel clumsy, limited, and so very human. And that's why I love Paul's encouraging words from Romans 8:26-27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. How reassuring! God's Holy Spirit lives within us. God knows our deepest thoughts, even the thoughts we can't put into words. The Holy Spirit interprets our wordless groans and infuses our squeaky one-word calls for help. He translates our faulty theology and revises our rough-hewn grammar to align with His will and His plans for the person we're praying for. How does this happen? Perhaps you've had a taste of this in everyday life. You become so close to a friend or your spouse that you can complete each other's sentences. And when one's tongue gets tangled, the other, instead of correcting the mistake, says, "I knew what you meant." In time, like any other skill, our efforts at prayer will improve. We'll crave to know how to pray more specifically. I find myself imploring the Lord, "Show me how to pray for this person." Many times, sometimes even within that day, I'll find out details about them that help me specify my prayers. Yet, even in my finest moments of verbal clarity or in my closest relationships, I have to admit, God still knows the person and the situation better than I do. And the Holy Spirit is still doing His work of intercession on my behalf. God knows us more intimately than the human beings closest to us. As we stutter over our prayers, God in His grace smiles and says, "I know what you mean." Better yet, He'll add, "I'm ready to help." Karen Wingate. Trade in your worries. The very hairs of your head are numbered. That's how much I love you and care for you, how concerned I am about you. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without me knowing about it. If I care that much for the birds of the air, don't you think I know you and love you and care for you much more? I do, because you've given me your heart, and I keep it close to mine at all times. I know your worries about your situation, your loved ones, your finances, and your fate. I know these are constant concerns for you, and they gnaw at your mind and eat at your spirit. Sometimes it seems like they'll almost consume your body because they're so strong and powerful. But what you must know is that I am in control. I rule the world, the universe, and everything in it, and nothing is too hard for me to handle and take care of. So, bring all your worries, all your cares, all your fears and concerns to me, and commit them to me, your faithful friend, who loves you and wants the best for you. Give me all these worries. Lay them before me and leave them there. Don't pick them up again and walk off with them. If you give them to me, I can give you peace of mind, hope, strength, and health in return. As you trade in your worries, you will receive wonderful things in return, more than you ever imagined or bargained for. When you're tempted to worry about your situation, pray. When you're worried about your family, pray. When you're worried about your trial, or your health, or your safety, or your very life, pray. I hear your prayers, and I answer them. You can trust in me and have faith in me because I love you, and I will never stop loving you. So let not your heart be troubled or afraid. Bring these things to me in prayer. Ask me to take care of them and to change the situation, and then have faith and patience. Read my word, call on me, claim my promises, and trust me for the answers. Have peace. I am your protector and keeper, your forever friend, the one who can supply for you and your family. I will not forsake you. So come to me with all your burdens and find peace. Jesus. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.